Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a great brand new Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, September 9th, 2021, so we are into the autumn, finally, at least at our part of the world, right? We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can call in for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, or just chat about today's topic or something else spiritual. And please remember, if you want to talk with us live on the show, press one so we know we can pick up your call. And you can listen live and text chat with us, all on the same page at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. So there's a chat room in there and there's a player. You can listen if you don't want to call in. You can even ask questions in the chat room. That's totally fine. We just go in there and have a look. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden today, and it is indeed autumn here. It's a little bit chilly. To my taste, at least. So maybe 14, 15 degrees Celsius. It's a little bit cold. And on today's show, we will talk about astrology, love between birth signs. I think that's a very interesting topic. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. And we really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. And as mentioned, you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And usually, if we have any link or any information we like to share with you, we just write it down in the chat room. So that it's a good place to be. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden. And again, we will talk about astrology, love between birth signs. I think that's a very intriguing topic. And Sue is actually, she says she's not an expert on astrology, but her mother was. And she knows many things, actually. She's good at this. And we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And again, we would really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one, 213-943-3587. And you can join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, where you also can listen live on the player. And if you haven't listened to our show before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general. It's our passion, and we love to chat about any and all spiritual topics. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio. So today I'm proud to announce that we have listeners in 30 countries around the globe and growing. So I want to honor all of those and thank everyone from Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bhutan, Canada, Chile, I don't know in English how to say that, Chile, and Egypt, Finland, France, Greece, India, Ireland, Japan, Kenya, that's a new country, Malaysia, Mauritius, Morocco, Nigeria, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Philippines, Romania, Russia, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, United Kingdom, United States, and we have a place we actually don't know where it is, but we know that somewhere in the world, on the globe here, someone is listening to us, and this is someone who comes back again. So it's an unknown. But thank you, everyone. We really honor that you want to spend your time with us and listen to our shows. So we are so honored and grateful. Thank you. And again, we are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, chat about anything spiritual. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. And you can listen live and text chat with us during our show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, Sue, all the way from, I'm going to make a joke today, I don't know what weather it is, Arizona, in the U.S. Hi, Sue, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, you know, we're finally, some of the temperatures are going down. So listen, everybody, don't laugh. We're going down to 107 today, okay? Now, I know that sounds high to everyone, but believe me, when I say to you guys, as a desert dweller, okay, when you have 115 and you have 107, there you actually can feel the difference in the intensity of the heat. So we're finally getting ready to come into fall here soon. So about a week or so, we'll start dipping down a little bit more and probably be like in the hundreds, which, you know, or 99. Believe me, guys, when I tell you, I know it sounds crazy. That's comfortable. Okay. That's comfortable.
Okay. So Sissy, do you want to freeze a little bit? You can come here to me.
Yeah, and you know what'll happen is I'd get sick, right? Because I have a drastic change in temperature, right?
Yeah, I know. Drastic. No, I don't want you to get sick.
Yeah.
So, everybody listening, now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. I know we have a few callers already. Thank you for your patience. But there's still room here. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number. And as we said before here, you can call in for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, and just chat about today's topic or anything spiritual. And if you want to talk with us, remember to press 1. And you can also text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. So you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we are actually professionals when it comes to reading. So give us a heads up that you're interested. We are good at what we do, actually. And you can find out more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoul.com, scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, I know that my wonderful Sissy wants to remind us what last show was all about. That was an amazing show.
Yeah, it was. But before I do, let me just make a quick statement like you did. I really want to thank all the countries as well who have faithfully been listening in. We can't tell you how much we really appreciate it when we see that our statistics are going up and we spot new countries. We're just in awe of that. So thank you. And by all means, guys, yeah, we know you listen to the after plays, but you're welcome to call in. So just keep that in mind. When it comes to all the countries who are listening in, you can also call in, and we take calls from around the world. So, but thank you. Thank you very much for coming in anyways afterwards and listening. Okay. So just wanted to make sure I said a little something too, Sissy.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. Last week, we had Corinne Mooney on. Oh, my God, this woman, absolutely fabulous. She's a masseuse. She does massages, but she incorporates Reiki, which I think is really great because some clients may not know that they're receiving a healing energy. And it's kind of not so much like she's tricking anyone, you know. Most people come to massage therapy for a massage, right? But when you add that on top of it, it's kind of like what I do, for instance, with sound healing. It's very similar, but she's just doing it through massage. You know, it's the same thing. We're both kind of getting to the same place. It's just hers is massage and mine is sound. But she is absolutely amazing. I can't say enough about her. And if you didn't get a chance to listen in, you can go to schoolsofthesoul.com/past and listen in. That was last week. So you can listen in to that today. All right. So if you didn't get a chance, go over there. Today, however, we're going to discuss and kind of the signs that work with each other and the ones that don't work with each other necessarily. So how I approach this is like the yin and yang of something, right? So yin is female, yang is male. Okay, so that's one aspect. My approach is who best lines up with who. That's kind of my thought on it when it comes to astrology. Now, you may find through your own experience with your own birth sign that you actually match better with someone. Some of us feel that way, but this is actually just, I don't know how to explain it, just putting it, piecing it together and giving you kind of a summary of different birth signs that might work well. So I'm going to start off with Sagittarius. Okay, so Sagittarius may be drawn to Aries. And I think the reason for that is, and I'll try to give an explanation, both the Sagittarius and Aries people tend to be extremely free-spirited people. These are the type of people who you would see if you went camping. They might run naked through the woods, okay? It's just very free-spirited people. So it's kind of a good matchup when you put these two together. Now, the only thing about Aries is Aries can also be have a strict sense about some things. So they may not necessarily be the one running naked, but they could. There's an off chance that they could be running naked with the Sagittarius in a camping environment, all right? So that's the one, so to speak. All right, so I'll try to break this down a little bit and give you guys an idea. So the next one is a Leo man. Leo men will squabble about money, porn women. Okay, so let's see if I can break that down a little. All right, so Leo men, Leos in general are, they don't necessarily admit when they're wrong on something. Everything is kind of finite. They, but see, Capricorns are the same way too. Capricorn will see things in black and white and not shades of gray. So you put these two signs together, there could be an explosion, so to speak, when it comes to money, because the Capricorn is so black and white and the Leo is so, I am the boss, I am a Leo, I am the lion, basically. It's definitely not a good pairing, so to speak. you know, I don't really see like a love match here. Now, it could be, you know, there could be, you never know. There could be. I think the thing to understand about birth signs is that it's not set in stone. You know, we have other traits within our chart that could override some of this information. This is a very general statement. These are general statements, so just keep that in mind. Okay, so let me move on to the next one. So Gemini, here we go, sissy. Gemini.
Thank you. Yeah, that's me.
With an Aquarius. You could, you're unhappy when things, wait a minute. Let me try that again. You are unhappy when things run too smoothly.
that seems like an oxymoron.
Go ahead.
I have to chime in on that one. I don't know if that's me personally. Maybe it's Gemini in general. But, you know, it doesn't mean that I want to have fights or anything. But, you know, I want a strong partner. I don't want someone who is a geek.
You know, and Aquariuses, they, I don't know if they're geekish. I haven't really met any geekish Aquariuses, but they could be. I don't know. They're, so Geminis are very, let's just say it. They could be very controlling, okay? And it's a good trait and a bad trait sometimes. Aquariuses are more kind of free spirit personality. They're more on the mysticism side, very connected to, of course, Aquarius themselves. You know, they're very connected to the universe, things with astrology. You could find a lot of Aquarius people involved in astrology. It's like a natural state of being almost for them. So out of all the birth signs, I would definitely say Aquarius would be the one that has the most interest when it comes to astrology. So
okay.
Anyways, let me move on.
I have to chime.
Oh, go ahead.
I just have to chime in very fast again and be the funny one here. I know what you say. I hear you. I never, ever had a partner who is Aquarius. Never.
No. Okay, well, maybe that's why, okay? Maybe that's why. All right. And so understand, guys, these are also very random. It's not, I didn't go in any specific order when it came to birth signs. They're
all really
random. So here's one for you. A Capricorn man, you may resent a Pisces woman's desire to pursue a career. Okay, so Capricorn men, here we go. All right, they are the, like I said about the woman, the men are even stronger when it comes to this. Capricorns are very black and white, no shades of gray. Pisces, of course, is the fish and has that desire to move through things, flow through it. Love what they're doing, and they're strong. You know, Pisces are very strong. So Capricorns don't necessarily Capricorn men, sissy, you know about what I'm talking about. Capricorn men sometimes just are, they can be very set in their ways, so to speak. So it's very...
You want me to say it? I can say it. It's safe for me because I've been married to one. Very stubborn, but in a good way.
Yeah. And look, not all their traits are bad. I'm not saying that. You know, we all have good qualities and bad qualities. These are just some lineups, so to speak, on maybe not to, you know, get involved with that trait because this could happen. So kind of like a warning to those. We should have labeled it warning to birth signs, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So we're going to move on to Taurus. Taurus, you will love or hate Scorpios. Nothing in between. Okay. So this is, here's Taurus. Okay. And I'll explain why. So Taurus is, can also be another black and white personality. They could be. They tend to think they're open-minded when in reality they are not. They are not. They are the least open-minded people I've ever met. Okay. So pair that up with a Scorpio. Scorpio, of course, the stinger, you know, it's almost like another, it's like not a good idea. Okay. when you put these two, because you have the bull, right? Taurus is the bull. And the Scorpio with the stinger, I'm more apt to think it's less likely to work than to work, you know, if you understand what I mean. That would be,
I understand,
like a rare thing is the best way I could describe it. There usually is nothing in between when it comes to a Taurus. So, yeah, I would say that's probably not a good match. Anyways, I'm just kind of picturing, you know, different people I know with these type of birth signs going, yeah, that makes sense. It definitely would not work. So, all right, kind of looking at the time. Okay, we still have plenty of time. Okay, next I'm moving on to Cancer, a Cancer woman and a Gemini man. Okay, so Cancer woman, you can make a Gemini man remember the things that really matter. Okay, so I'll explain that one. Cancers are very relaxed birth signs. They are extremely laid back birth signs. But there's also a downside to that. Because they're so laid back and it's kind of like, you know, I'll do whatever, like, if we have a get-together, we have a get-together. Okay, that's fine. You know, you love the laid personality type, but they're hard to sometimes pin down on something. And with Geminis, you know, there's that, you have to have something fixed, right? With a Gemini, it has to be a set thing. And for Cancer, they're too kind of laid back for Geminis, if that makes any sense. They're kind of like, how do I explain this? Kind of like, you know, a Gemini will make a plan, right? They'll make a plan. It'll be very specific time-wise, date-wise, set in stone type of thing. But a Cancer will be, you know, more or less like, yeah, if I show, I show type of thing. Really not a good mix, more or less. Yeah. I mean, I love Cancer people. Don't get me wrong. They are fabulous people. They really are. But sometimes they are so laid back. I'll give you an example. Just someone I know as an example. So laid back that they don't even fight for what they deserve. And as a for instance, I've seen Cancer people not even fight for like a raise when they deserve a raise. They may bitch about it, right? But they won't fight for themselves. It's kind of strange. I've never seen that with any of their birth sign, but cancers, you know. So I guess because they're that laid back about things, it may be to their detriment as well. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I hope it does.
And, you know, it also depends how you find each other, what kind of relationship you have. If it's, this is romantic, so it's going deeper, right? Actually, I had my best friend when I was a child. She was a Cancer, and I loved her. But obviously, I would have a hard time with a partner, probably. I don't say I'm above, but I don't feel it's going. It would be a good match.
Right.
One would kill the other. I don't have to say that on radio.
Right.
I'm
well,
just kidding.
I think the Gemini would definitely kill the Cancer. Just off the top of my head. Okay. Just with the knowledge I do have about birth signs, yeah, I think that could happen, but I digress. Anyway. Okay. So moving on. So we're moving on to Virgo and Sagittarius. A Virgo woman will have to watch her Sagittarius man's spending habits. Again, when we get into Sagittarius, you know, they're that carefree, there's that freeness about them, you know, a lot of hippies were Sagittarius people as well. They don't pay much attention to their spending there. Okay. And a Virgo is an extremely hard working birth sign. This is the birth sign that goes to work at a very early age, has a ethic about themselves, a work ethic. They work very hard. They don't like to waste money, that's for sure. So pairing those two together is not a good idea because, you know, they're so, it's not that they're strict in that sense, it's just that they're strict on themselves. They have an ethic about themselves, a work ethic. And they know the value of a dollar, so to speak. They know they've put in some really hard hours to earn what they've earned. So when you pair that with a Sagittarius, it's just a no-go. I mean, it can still happen, but the likelihood is it just may not work out well because that for all the money the Virgo will bring in, the Sagittarius will spend it carefree without giving two craps, I guess, is the way to put that.
Yeah.
So, oh boy. Anyways, now look, you know, these, it's not so much that these are love matches per se, as they're kind of like recommendations on what would and wouldn't work so well with the different sides, you know. Some of these do discuss or talk about, you know, like love matches, and other ones are more like, yeah, no, don't even get together. Don't even think about it. Okay. It's just not good for you. Not good for this sign at all.
So something you want to see, in essence, you can see astrology a little bit like how you match with another birth sign or not. It's connected to when we come here, because astrology can also be seen as we come here with a brief roadmap. We are having certain qualities and energies and things of that nature. So we have something we are going to do and things, again, of that nature. So it's a little bit like those qualities doesn't always match well. It doesn't mean that we can't have a different relationship.
Right.
But usually for a deep and romantic one, that is one of the most challenging anyway, because that's when we are mirrored with someone else. And that mirroring can become very difficult if we are too much not alike, so to speak.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Now, oh, definitely. Yeah, I think, you know, it's not that everything is fixed completely, you know, don't get me wrong on that.
No, it's not.
There are a lot of intricacies with birth signs. So when you get into a chart, right, and you start breaking down that chart, there may be more dominant things than the actual sign you were born under, and it may be stronger. So it's not, you know, completely 100% fixed, let's say. It's just recommendations, so to speak. But I do see, Sissy, that we're at the bottom of the hour. We could also take this on as another topic in the future because there's a few more signs I could go through, but I'll kind of wrap it up just with the Virgo and leave it there.
Yes.
Gives everyone an idea of what we were we were talking about.
Yes. So that means we reached the bottom of the hour. So there are a few things here we need to tell you, and then we are going to start to take your calls. We are longing to talk to you. And there's still room in on the board here in the queue, so you can call us. We would actually love you to call us. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And you can call us for questions, chat about the topic, anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, please remember to press 1. You can listen live and text chat with us at the same time if you want to at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have anything, any information we'd like to share with you, we always put it up in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we have been talking about astrology, love between birth signs, and that's kind of an interesting star science, so to speak. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air, which we are going to grab in just a few moments. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we are very professional and we do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we have listeners in 30 countries and growing, so thank every one of you. And I mentioned all of the countries earlier. I also have put it up in the chat room as an honor from us to all of you around the globe who are tuning in to us and listening to our shows. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, September 16th, with Soul Sister Show host Sue and myself, Anne, discussing numerology. What number position is your sign in, and what does that mean? This sounds like a little bit of numbers combined with astrology. This is really intriguing. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we do go live 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. We never change that time. I have created something that's going to be easy for everyone. You can find a time near you. If you go to scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting, scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting, and we put up 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time, and you can follow the link, and you can just type in your own place where you are at or a close town or something, and you can find out what the time would be for you. That's very handy for our all our listeners around the globe, because it's difficult sometimes to figure it out, right? You can keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, and you can listen to past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past, scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And you can also find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. And you can find full past episodes and teasers of upcoming shows. Now, let's get back to the show.
Yes, let's get back to it. Hey, I was just reviewing something really quick. So as a reminder, we are in September, right? So come November, clocks change. So I was just kind of reviewing that as you were talking, Sissy, just to remind everyone that it'll change on Pacific time. So we'll always be on at 10, but Pacific time, it's actually 11. So if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Anyways,
yes.
Just letting everyone know about, because it comes up so quick on us, Sissy, you know, when the clocks change. So I just kind of put it out there in the ether to remember clocks change.
I think, yes, it is. I mean, it actually, I think it starts at the end of October. So that's a good thing to remember. And it would be nice if the world changed the same time, so to speak, in the same day or night or whatever, but that doesn't happen. So it takes a week, 10 days, something for everybody to change.
You know,
so that's a good thing to keep in mind.
Right. What I think would actually be smarter, stop doing it all together, okay? It's just stupid. I don't do it here in Arizona. We don't change clocks here. And we all love it.
No, I know.
We don't have to deal with that crap. Anyways, okay, come on with you guys.
No, I wanted to say, I remember my childhood, we didn't change the time here. It's really messing things up. I don't see the good, the positive about that.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay. I agree. All right, let me come over to our callers. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Kim, you said? Hi, Kim.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, doing well. What can we do for you? How's it going in Ohio?
It's a beautiful pre-fall day. So enjoying the weather.
What's the temperature there, if you don't mind me asking?
About 72.
Oh, my God, you have some gorgeous weather right now, don't you?
Yes. I've been to Arizona.
Have you?
Yeah, and it was like 112, so I know what you go through.
My little – look, let me just state something for to be honest. Okay, we go through these months, right, where it's really intense heat. But when everyone else is freezing, you know, we're out on the barbecue, you know, barbecuing. So it is so worth the few months of hell, I guess, to have many more months of just beautiful weather, absolutely beautiful weather. So it's worth it in the end. It's just, you know, the heat isn't fun sometimes, but we survive it. Anyways. So what can we do for you, Kim?
It's a blessing with that, too.
Yeah, right.
So
what can we do for
you? I'm currently still single. So I'm looking for someone to be engaged to, someone who's committed, wants to settle down. I've dated a lot. I made my list of what I want. I have rose quartz everywhere, manifested. I would like the one person to come in.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so while you're doing that, Sissy, let me just ask a question or two. I hear you with the cards. What do you mean by the rose quartz? So let me just ask. You said you put rose quartz everywhere. What did you do exactly?
I think that's the love stone. So it's, you know, on my dresser, it's by my bed, it's by my altar with the candles. The blessing bowl with the list.
Right. Did you also, just for the heck of it, I'm going to throw out there, did you also, you say by your bed, actually, one is to hold the rose quartz to the heart. That's the one, because that's a purity thing. That's connection to straight to source. So when you're putting that out there, right, you hold it to your heart with the most pure of intention. And the other thing, after you do that, it's under your bed, actually right underneath where about you estimate your heart is, right under your bed. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of us in this arena know that when we want to manifest something, We put it directly under our bed, either up by our head or by the heart. Okay.
Okay.
So just for the heck of it, try that too, you know.
Sure.
You never know. But I'm not seeing anything at the moment, okay? And I'm not really sure why. I don't know, actually. I'm just not getting anything. It's kind of like dead, almost. I don't know what that's about. Maybe Anne could kind of clarify it. I don't know. It's not. It's just not coming up. Sissy?
Okay. Hi, ladies. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
I got something when you were talking, and it's not, don't take this as you're doing something wrong. But sometimes, you know, we have a list that is maybe too specific. So leave a little bit of space and room for the universe, because it feels like you are in this energy and this is affecting you. I have pulled cards, so I'm seeing that this is something that's touching you emotionally, and it's very human and natural because you long to meet that special someone. A good advice is to make a list out of how you want a relationship to be, rather than if you have put up personality traits for the person or, you know, specific things that you want from the person. It's going to work better for you, and I tell you why. Because you, many times we know how we want things to be, but if we are too specific with a person, it's going to be hard to find. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I had a broader list, but I narrowed it down because
okay.
That's what I heard. Be very specific with what you want, but I can go back to the
okay.
original one.
I think that, you know, you can be specific how you want the relationship to be, how you see yourself, how you can envision a future together with this person. Because usually, you know, when we have a more specific idea about the person itself, or himself, that's going to put up some road bumps for us, because he's probably not going to be like you can imagine, but he's going to be the perfect match for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So it feels like, I don't know if I'm correct or not, but it feels like that's what I got, and it feels like that is maybe why things are standing still. I have a feeling that things will start to move. By that, I mean that the energies are starting to move. And here's another thing when that happens. It feels to be somewhere, sometime here during the autumn. And when things start to move around, you're going to see maybe a few that you feel, oh, gosh, why did I meet this person? This doesn't feel good. Just take that as something from the universe, just to have you say, okay, this is me saying no to this, because I feel this is not in alignment with me. It's not about giving you a hard time or testing you too hard or anything. It's just that because we do manifest through our choices that are going to give us a consequence or result. Does that make sense? So sometimes mm-hmm. when we have a history, we usually have, every one of us have, because we are humans, right? And we are kind of taking ourselves outside from our ordinary perception many times. And we stated also, because we walk this path, that we are willing to change. So we are, that's why we are encountering these things. So just take a step back, observe, and feel comfortable inside of you. Don't feel like, okay, I'm never going to meet someone because I always see the same kind of people. When you said a few more times when you said no, you can say that at once. That's okay. Totally fine. And that's when the path is going to open up for you. Does that make sense?
Okay, so other people are coming in just so I have a different choice. And then the right one will come in.
Yes. And usually
okay.
they, because we had a pattern in the past, you had a pattern in the past, so you have attracted maybe a certain type. And that type will reoccur a few times until you say no and feel good about it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Let's see what Sissy, if Sue has.
Just a small thing, Kim, before we let you go. Was there something going on in January? Because all of a sudden, January, like, smacked me. I don't know what's going on in January, but is there something about January for you?
I was working way too much, and then my health started to decline. So I'm waiting on some paperwork to come through to retire early.
Okay. All right. Because this is kind of when I see a turning point. This is a turning point for you. So this member, at first I said dead, like I'm not getting anything. And so I asked, what the hell's going on? Why aren't I seeing anything? Then January got like thrown in my face. So everything is going to feel like just at a standstill. Dead is the best way for me to put it. And then all of a sudden come January, everything is going to start turning around. And it's going to come in rapidly, okay? So things are going to go good. Just hang in there. It's going to shift everything, but it's going to happen really fast. January will come, and then February will be here, and you'll be like, holy crap, what the hell was that? I guess is the best way to put it. So hang in there. Mm-hmm. Things are shifting.
Yeah, I'm not getting
changing.
Paid.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping it's before January.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever is going on the etheric side, it's coming in January. Okay. So do us a favor and update us, you know, maybe around January. Let us know, you know, if something shifted. I would be curious. Because when I get that, it's like finite, you know, something finite is going on and it's going to just rock your world, so to speak, in a good way. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right, honey. Good luck with everything. Keep us updated.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck and many blessings. Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Okay, Sissy, let me move over to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Amy from Colorado.
Amy. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi,
Amy.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. How's it going up there in Colorado? Ooh, cold.
Oh, it's nice. It's a little brisk, but it's a nice day.
Awesome. I bet your weather's better than mine right now, that's for sure. What can we do for you?
I don't know if you can just do kind of a general, like anything that I need to know that's coming up in any aspect of my life that might give me some insight or a heads
right.
up.
A general insight, a heads up, huh? That is kind of general. Is there something with, there's some work-related stuff going on, home and work-related, like property and money, work. That's kind of what I got. Property. Like a home or land, money and work. Those are the things that came in.
Well, because of the pandemic, I had accepted a new job and was there 3 weeks and moved out of state. And then it shut down for COVID. I'm still working from home, but I moved back in with family. So it's not a great situation. So I'm hoping to move now that I'm permanent remote. But not really sure if it's the best time to move.
Okay. Well, money was like a good thing. So when I saw money, I saw it as like an abundance of money. I saw it as a good thing. The property home was like, this doesn't feel right. Maybe it's not a good idea to be at home. I don't know. It came in like three finite things, right? And those, the property and home thing, like, didn't feel good. The money, that felt good. Like, felt like a positive thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I make decent money, but you know, work's busy. Just not really sure when the best time to move. I'm a little bit higher risk, so I'm a little hesitant to be moving during a pandemic.
Yeah, I understand.
Not sure if I should just stay where I'm at and save more money to buy a property move out of state. But
yeah, I think so. That's kind of like what I'm seeing, because I do see like home, property, money, like all three came in. First the home, the land. Actually, I saw property first. Then I saw home after that. Then I saw money after that. So all three kind of came that way.
Okay.
Maybe that is a good idea for you. It feels right when you said it. You know, have you been thinking
it
about
does.
It?
It's the plan, but, you know, living with family is stressful.
Yes. Yeah. So. Right. Mm-hmm. Let me see what Anne could add to this. Maybe she's got something a little extra. What do
hi,
you got?
Ladies. Hi, ladies. Hi, Amy. Anne here.
Hi.
And maybe it feels like a compromise right now. And but I do feel, can confirm what Sue said, it feels like maybe it's best to wait a little bit with that part, and it's going to fall into place. The general one that I got for you is that you have a lot of support around you. It may not always seem like that. You know, living with family can also be a little bit challenging. But it feels like there are both family and others around you, and on the other side, so to speak, guides and angels, and you are supported in general. So just know that and follow more the flow in things right now. That feels to be better than to plan. And I know, because I fully understand you, I'm just like you. Of course, we want to make a plan. We want to have a goal mm-hmm. somewhere. And you can have a more general goal, like this is what I want to do, and then I leave the door open here for guidance. And it feels like you are, the time ahead for you is going to be filled with enthusiasm and a good time, and that you feel good as well. You feel more supported. It's like you feel more grounded in your life, so that you feel more stable, and then you will have a clear view what to do for the future. I'm also getting something here that maybe it's a good idea. I don't know if you practice clearing on yourself, I mean grounding and doing spiritual hygiene on a daily basis. Do you usually do that?
No, I've been told to do that before. I'm trying.
Okay. I know. So here's the thing. Everybody is saying that all the time, right? And we know, because we do work with this. So we do it all the time, because it's important walking this path so that we can hear, we can be, for instance, now we are being clear channels for others, but we are also wanting to be clear channels and receiving guidance for ourselves. So that is why this is important. And if you want to, I'm going to grab something we have on our YouTube, and I put it on our website as a link at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, a suggestion, because it's a good thing to ground yourself into the earth, to connect with Source and all of your guides and helpers, and to cut cords with Archangel Michael, and to do some other things. So just a suggestion. It's a very short video if you want to watch it, so I can put it in there. scrollsofthesoul.com/live in a few moments, okay?
Okay, thank you.
To help you out. And once a day, at least. If you feel more, you can do as many times you want, but once a day. Okay?
Okay.
So let's see if Sue has anything more.
Well, you know, I actually do. It's funny you said that, Sissy. As soon as you said that, I went back to property. Okay, now I understand why property came in.
Okay.
So, like, the land you're on right now, Amy, has a disruption, and it interferes with some things at home. Okay, now this is making sense. So when Anne talks about that, she's not wrong. at all. There should be. You should do that for yourself. But there, but there are some disruptions going on, which could affect family members and cause everyone to kind of be at each other's throats. Does that make sense to you? Are you kind of getting what I'm saying, right? Like,
yes.
Something else
yes.
is going on. And,
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not seeing eye to eye on things.
Okay. Let me put
and
it
in with other family members.
Okay. If you're interested in furthering this conversation and want to know exactly what I'm talking about, you can contact Ann or myself. If you would be interested, I would highly recommend you do, but if you're going to be there for a while, it might be a good idea for this specific thing I'm thinking of, okay?
Okay.
And you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or scrollsofthesoul.com/Ann. Either one of us is fine. There's definitely some interference going on, and it might be a good idea, actually. That's
okay.
what I'm hearing. I couldn't figure out why am I getting property, and then Ann said what she said, and I'm like, okay, I see. So just
yeah.
consider it, you know, take a look over at our stuff and consider it. Either one of us is fine. So, okay.
Will do. Thank you. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
You're welcome. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With everything.
Thank
All right. Okay. Bye, Amy.
Bye.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bye, Amy. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Sissy, let me move on to our next caller. By the way, I see a caller on my board who did not press 1. So I'm just going to announce an area code, which is 415. 415. Thank you. I see that. I didn't know if you wanted to take the call or not. Okay. Coming
yes.
to our next caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly.
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Fine.
What's going on, love?
Well, recently I have been doing research about making herbal tinctures and herbal teas, and I think that's the route I want to go. I think I want to make them and sell them to the public.
Oh, nice. You know what? It's funny you say that because recently, the past like 6 months, I've been drinking a lot of like green teas, different teas. I absolutely love them with like a local honey. And and let me tell you, now would be like the time to consider doing that because more and more of us are kind of feeling that urge to be healthier, okay? And those teas, especially like those green teas and those raspberry teas, they're so good for you. They're so good. I would encourage you and say, yeah, go for it. Now's the time because there's a lot of us liking those, you know? Those teas.
Okay.
What, did you have one in mind, like one specific that you wanted to do?
Well, it's three that I have in mind.
Okay.
Actually.
What's that? If you don't mind me asking, or if it's a trade secret, keep it to yourself. I didn't know. Is there like one great specific one or
no? One is going to be for enhancing the energy. And then another one is immunity, and another one is just going to be a type of fruit tea.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, a fruit tea, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might have to let me know when you do it, because
okay,
you know, I could be a customer of teas. You never know.
Okay.
So yeah, it looks good, like a good idea for you. But I'm going to ask. Ann, what her thoughts are, you know, how she sees it. Sissy?
Okay. Hi, hi, ladies. Hi, Kimberly. You are going to have the chills now. You know what I hear from spirit. You know what they say. This is a transformation for you. And the exact wording is a fresh new way of living emerges. How about that?
Oh, wow.
It's a kind of a double message. It feels very, very strong. And they actually want you to start it. Go on. Take your first steps. So just make sure that you do it in a pace where you are feel that you're safe and stable in your life, but just go for it. And they also say that you are going to reach your goal here and your destination and what you intend to do. So I'm sorry that I'm so far away, but maybe if you expand, maybe I can be a customer too somehow.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
So it feels like you are on track, really on track. That was a strong message, right?
Thank you.
Actually, I got one more quick thing to add, really quick.
Okay.
So consider looking at your area, specifically where you live, in your town or county, okay, for local people who make honey. Okay, and combine the two. And the reason I say that is a lot of people who are like naturalists or coming into themselves use local honey to help with allergies. Okay, so local honey, rather than using, because I do this, I have someone in my area, I don't know who it is, but I pick it up at like a gas station. They're probably within a mile from me. They sell honey, and I pick this up, and it helps with my allergies because I can get really bad allergies, and it helps. So you might want to think about, because I heard for you to incorporate this, the local honeys with your tea. That'll raise this up a notch, okay? That'll really kind of set things on fire for you.
Okay.
If you incorporate the kind of like packaging the two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because I do. I get my honey from locally.
Nice.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
More and more of us are kind of moving into that state of natural. You know, we want that, like our bodies are like craving the natural. And I think you understand what I'm saying, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yeah, it seems like a really great path. I'm very excited for you. You have to update us with this, okay?
Go I will.
For it.
Yes.
I really feel strongly about this. This is why I started. I'm almost finished with my business plan.
Right. Oh, nice. I'm excited.
Great.
Well, I could be a first customer if you want to test me out and send me a sample. I'll go for it.
Sure.
And listen, also in the future, think about this real quick before we wrap it up with you. If this is a successful thing for you, you know, we also offer advertisement here as well. So it would be something where we could advertise for you down the road and for a fixed amount of time, so we could branch this out on an international scale. So keep that in mind. You know, you become successful and you want to advertise this bigger than just the state you're in, you let us know.
Okay.
All right.
I do will.
Yes.
So much,
all right.
Ladies.
Sounds like a
have a great
sounds
day.
Like a plan. All right, honey. Good luck with
all
everything.
All right.
Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful
day.
You too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Honey. Oh, that's awesome, Sissy. It felt perfect for her. It feels right when she said that. I was like, oh my God, she's just honing in on something. She's dead on with it, you know, she's right. So, okay.
And you know, I just have to state something. This is beautiful because this is what happens when we, sometimes we try to make things the ordinary way in our world, right? But then all of a sudden, we stumble upon something we are guided towards, and then everything opens up. It's fantastic. That was one of the strongest messages I had for a long time for someone.
Yeah, right. So, no, I agree.
Strong, very strong.
I totally agree.
Wow.
Yep. Wow, that's awesome. Okay, let me move over to caller.
Yes.
Hey.
Hello, caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi,
welcome.
Jessica.
How are you?
I am great. I am been clearing out a lot of old gunky gunk. I'm talking about like mental, emotional stuff. Almost every single day I stay inside in my apartment away from everybody and everything. But when I go out, I am very super strong, passionate, like just looking to get involved any way that I can, like cleaning up the trees from all the storms going on.
Nice.
And just trying to, you know, I think a lot of times we look at, you know, let's fix all these other things going on in the world. And for the last, well, I guess it's been a year maybe that I've just really been doing a lot of outreach to the people in my town. And it feels like, I mean, let's just say it positively. It feels like there's a shift happening here for me,
mm-hmm.
or maybe spirit will just move me.
No, you're right.
I've definitely put a lot of energy into this town, and I would love to get that energy returned and see rewards and everything like that. So I'm just, I'm affirming that, and I'm just trying to stay in a good place about it because I've been down the other roads of the
mm-hmm.
negative thinking, and that's all I got, you know?
Right. Well, let me give you some heads up about something.
Okay.
And this, you kind of reminded me of this. So we've got an upcoming show. Next week is numerology. I have to look, but we've got an upcoming show. Anne may know better than me because she does a lot of scheduling as well, about the upgrades that occurred. Okay. So there was an upgrade. Go ahead, sis.
Yes. I have to tell you. It's on September 23rd.
Okay.
Thursday.
That's
when we're going to have that show.
I don't think I'm going to be living here anymore by September. Spirit keeps telling me I'm moving this month. I don't know if that, I'm not attached to the outcome. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
Because I learned my lesson with that too.
Right. Oh, so let me fill you in on a few things that I see that's happening. So one is, you're exactly right. There was, ooh, sorry, God, I hit my shredder by accident. Sorry about that, guys. There was an upgrade, which I won't get into too much now because that's a future show, like Ann said, on the 23rd. And what's happening for you and what's happening to a lot of people, a lot of us, okay, is that one of the things that are coming in strongly are connections to nature. We have this overwhelming sense that we have to heal the planet, that we have to heal and work with the earth energies. And I'm getting a lot of that for you. Like you said, cleaning up debris, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that
I heal the trees every time I go out.
Yeah.
I heal the trees every time they're hurt. I feel them crying and stuff like that. Yeah, I do all of that. Mm-hmm.
So listen to this one, okay? Now, this is interesting.
Yeah.
I want you to try something. Next time you do that, ask the tree, ask it its name. Then further that by asking, what can you tell me that I'm unaware of? And what you'll find out is that you will start hearing like historical things, the world, our planet, that you may have been unaware of. It's so crazy. And I don't want to sound like a tree hugger type of thing. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. But let me tell you.
That's okay, because I'm into that. So, yeah.
And because, you know, like my generation, there was a lot of that going on. And that's not me. I don't mean to say it like that, but that's not who I am. But yet, maybe I am. I don't know. But needless to say, you get a lot of good answers when you do that. It's amazing how the information you can receive. And the healing part, I completely understand that. I had a tree here, for instance, where it was close to a pool, and it would get hit with a lot of chlorine water, and it started dying. And I'm like, oh, no, you're not. You're not dying. And I put hands on it, and the thing just blossomed like you would not believe. I was amazed at how the parts that were dying just flourished. They flourished. It stopped happening, and it blew me away. So when it comes to that, you're correct. You know, you're definitely correct. Keep that up. We're all being called to this, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're being called for this. Anne's being called for this. I'm being called for this. We're being called to go like, step it up, I guess. Best way to put it, but maybe Anne has more to add. It's just kind of my thoughts on what you're doing, and I applaud you for that. Keep it up.
Thank
okay.
you. I actually want to say, one more thing before Anne, you chime in. The last storm we had was just like last week, and I went out there. I was gonna just meditate in the morning because again, I've been staying inside too much. I told you guys last time I was taking care of some like health stuff. And I was grateful that I did that anyway. I really learned to take care of myself. And like Anne was talking about, like cleaning my energy, like that is 100% what I do every single day. I'm just like taking care of myself. It's actually wonderful. It makes you magnetic. So I went out to meditate, and then I was like, I saw all these trees with garbage in their branches from the storm.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's why Spirit had me go out there, because they know I go take care of the trees. I clear it out.
Yep.
And I have been emailing the head of Parks and Recreation, and I was like, you guys, you need to get on that. There's a lot of trees that are uprooted. We need to replant them. It's like these trees are crying out rather than taking care of like inanimate objects. You know, I was like sending a bunch of, because they were like fixing stupid shit like the sidewalk. And like, I was like, are you joking? Like, we have these trees that need help. So I've they know me because I've been talking to them for quite some time about these trees. They're like probably like, what the heck is with her with the trees and with the river pulling garbage out of it? Like it matters to me. So I was cleaning out the garbage and I had this anger. I sent some emails and later on, like a couple of days after what I'm going to share with you guys happened, is I said to him, you know, you guys need somebody who's in charge of the trees. I want to do this. I want to make it official so that you guys take care of politics and you're worried about lawsuits. I want to just take care of the trees. There's a lot of trees that are sick in the park. And but when I was cleaning up the garbage from the trees, I had so much anger come up because I was like mad that like, here, this is what I'm doing. I haven't gotten any appreciation about it or any recognition. Now, I do this for the trees. They give back to me. But, like, in my town, everybody is, like, all rah-rah over, like, stupid shit. Like, they are – everybody has, like, an inflated ego here, and they all, like – it's a lot of, like, narcissist and codependency crap. And – but I had all this anger – I was like, look at all this good work I'm doing, and I haven't been recognized for it. And I just had all this anger come up, and I was crying as I was clearing the garbage out of the trees' things. And I said, you know, don't give bad energy to the trees. The trees give back to you. But I was like, I was just working on like clearing that stuff from me. And then I had the idea that I was like, hey, I want to get this position, which who knows, you know, whatever. I'm kind of working through some energetic stuff with the guy who is, you know, it's a different concept for them, but like, I'm just trying to like, for me these days, I'm just trying to sort out, I know we don't have to like, I'm just like sorting out my vibrations so that I get the appreciation, the love, the payment, all the stuff that I do. I've been doing this stuff for 5 years for the trees on this land, and I want to be celebrated. I deserve that. And I'm just curious what you guys are picking up with that. Again, I'm kind of like working with my thoughts a lot because I'm just like letting go of crappy stuff. But
well, let's see what Anne has to say.
Let's go ahead.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Jessica. I've been listening with excitement, and you are definitely in the flow and on the right path. So what I get for you, actually, I don't get so many things specific, but the very first thing that came very strongly is that there is a breakthrough for you coming soon. So you are moving towards that, and I feel that you probably sensed it too. You know, there's something, there are more shifts to come, and this one is going to be even stronger. So you also talked about moving and things of that nature. I don't know if that's what spirit will say. They didn't say anything about that, but here's the thing: you're very bold, very courageous, you are very loving, and they say that you are on a journey of the heart, and you are connecting to all of these things, and you are doing so many good deeds. It's going to be that breakthrough coming for you. So you're going to feel that you are acknowledged for it. And love is flowing through you because you're connected to nature and your heart. And they want you to just follow through everything, just move forward. And there's a venture in the future coming for you connected to this. It feels to happen in a short time here. It doesn't feel to take a very long time. It can be a couple of weeks. It can be a couple of months, but not more than that. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it's all the stuff. I mean, I like I had shared, I mean, I was really grateful. I mean, well, not at the time that I was going through, like, the health stuff, which, Anne, you were right. It was mostly me picking up stuff to, like, I noticed when my system gets overloaded, my nervous system, with what's going on in the world. So it wasn't really, it's not really health stuff. It's like just, I'm kind of like maxed out or
picking
something. Like, So, yeah. I mean, you should see me. I mean, one minute I'm handing out flyers to wake people up. This was like in the beginning of it, you know? Then it's like I'm doing that around town. Then I'm taking care of the trees. Then now it's like people are fighting back about the school board. And I just like, and I was thinking of handing out flyers with that, but I'm like, I'm not even going to bother. Like, I'm just coasting for a little bit because, I mean, I'm still taking care of the trees and this energy comes over me to do certain things. But for me, there really is that at times I'm just like really kind of torn about like I notice how much I'm giving out. So I see how spirit was like, you need to balance and really give all this energy to yourself during like last month. And like now this is my routine. But I
actually,
just
actually, Jessica, I got something for you on that. Okay. The trees you talked about, and then you talked about anger, right? So there's a couple of things here. One is vibrationally, you receive so much love. But the anger you talked about wasn't yours. That actually was from the trees. Like, you know that, right? Like, that was not your anger. That was their frustration. That was their frustration. Like, there, I wrote down hurt was what I wrote down as you were talking. Hurt. They were like sick and tired of this crap. Okay. And you have an abundant amount of connection to them, to the earth, to that energy. This upgrade thing I'm talking about, you need to pay attention on the 23rd of September when I do that show. Okay. Because there's a lot more information I'm going to give out during that show. Just know that that anger, it was not yours, okay? And you cried about it. You cried because you felt the pain from them, okay? So it wasn't yours. It was theirs, but it was intense, right? It was really intense.
Yeah, the storm was super intense. The storm was super – you know, it's interesting because I have felt their sadness, and I've cried about that, but it's interesting that you're saying that that was their anger, because I was like, oh, that's my anger, because I'm used to feeling that. I was like, afterwards, I was walking in the park to go, and I saw the Parks and Recreation guys, and I was like, you guys need to take care of, like, I was really, I was like, wow, where does this passion come from? I was like, wow, you know, you should be, you keep a whole month to yourself, and now you come out, and you're, like, really shining bright and fierce.
Because
I think they still have some trees that they still haven't taken care of, and it's 5 days already. So how do I resolve this thing as far as
put hands on with them. Okay, with them, just put hands on, just give that love energy to them, give them that healing love and calm, kind of bring it down, and because you can, you're coming into balance here. There's some balancing issues going on for you, and so you're these energies are getting seated in you, but they're overwhelming too. They are strong, they're powerful, and sometimes when they get seated in us, it can really be, you know, intense, very intense. So just let them know, you know, you're here to heal, and that you understand their frustration and their anger, right? But ultimately, you know, they're not about that, and you're not about that, okay? You're feeling that passion because you have that connection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, like, how do I resolve the disconnect, the passion, the anger, the sadness that I feel as far as, like, getting myself into a position of power in this parks department? I mean, it's not a full-time job. That's not what I'm proposing to this guy. But, like, you know, these people have other agendas. So how do I resolve that as far as, I really do want to be celebrated by the town. I want to get recognition. Okay.
So before the show, Ann and I tend to pull cards, right? And I kind of feel like this might be for you, actually. So the Akashic Records, okay, so the records. I have a deck here, especially for the records. And I got two things. One was about a winged messenger. So these messages could be coming in the form of angels, or they could be coming in the form of animals. For you, it's coming in the form of animals.
Yeah, I have a strong connection with animals, too.
So you're receiving messages from them as well. Also, there possibly is a move coming, because there's another card about intricacies in industry, which also means a possible new location or a home improvement or something to that degree. Anne brought up earlier about a move too. I can't quite remember what she said.
No, she didn't know. I know I definitely am moving.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know I'm moving very soon. Yeah.
Well, maybe these cards were meant for you then. You know, because they came very strong, and I'm like, you know, I didn't feel like it was for me type of thing, you know. Then normally I'll resonate with something, and I'll go, oh, yeah, okay, very cool. Can't wait for that to happen. But it feels more like it was for you, actually, a message for you.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to the messages you get.
I guess I'm just supposed to release attachment as far as, like, making any sort of mark publicly in this town.
Yeah. Yep. It's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. You're exactly right.
Yes.
But keep this energy going, though, because you have some amazing qualities here.
Yeah, it kind of, like, makes me, I know that we don't, you know, the part of the manifestation is staying non-attached, but
here's another one you might not like, but I heard it. It said, and I wrote it in big, bold letters, get out of your ego. That's what it said. Get out of your ego.
Yeah.
When we get in our ego, we have expectation of payment, a return back to us, right? When we do that, we're in our ego. It's when we let that go, you know, that's when things happen. It's a thing you're doing freely out of love, your spirit is doing it, right?
So that's why I think that when I was thinking earlier today, oh, hey, you want to go to the school board and hand out, you know, because they're all yelling about the mask. So I'm like, you know, oh, do you want to go hand out flyers? And I'm like, I'm going to pass on that. You know, I'm just going to be going back to giving to myself, going back giving to nature. And then whenever something comes over me, as far as like, I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be recognized. I want to be
appreciated. Yeah, I get it. But Spirit basically was telling me that for you. Hey, love, I got to wrap it up or else my program is going to kick us all right off air. Keep us informed. Things are going to turn around. I promise. It's coming. Energetically, it's coming. Be patient.
Yeah.
Come out of that, you know, that space, you know.
Be positive. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, honey, I got to go.
Right,
good luck with everything and keep us updated.
Thank you so much. Yes,
okay,
thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye. So I'm going to be fast here because we're going soon to be kicked out here. On today's show, we had a marvelous show today. Thank you, everybody. And we have talked about astrology, love between birth signs. If we didn't get a chance to take your call, please call into our next show, our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio. It's next Thursday, September 16th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and Anne. And we will talk about numerology. What number position is your sign in and what does that mean? A little bit of a combination of numerology and astrology. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we do go live 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S., which means that you can find the time near you if you go to scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting, and you can click on a link to find out the time where you're at. You can listen to replays of all our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, and you can always find us on YouTube. Usually within 24 hours after a show, we have the latest episode up and running, so search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we are professionals and we do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And let's see. Thank you all for listening and calling in. And we are back next Thursday, September 16th, with Soul Sister Show, talking about numerology, what number position is your sign in, and what does that mean? Poof, that was a fast one. Thank you so much, everyone. Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Yes. Again, thank you, everyone around the world who listens afterwards. We really do appreciate it. And please don't hesitate to call us. That's what we're here for. So thank you. That being said, angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes, and I say thank you so much. Love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.